Would you like a marketing plan that's really simple and helps you find 100 plus files a year? If so, listen up. In this episode, I talked to Adif Muhammad about his marketing plan. And honestly, it is the beauty is the simplicity of it. A couple of things that we cover, how he has a daily plan. We're going to break down what he does daily, what he does weekly, what he does monthly, and what he does annually. We go really a deep dive into an annual event he does with real estate agents called his Superstar Summit, and he gets 100 plus realtors that show up to it, and they do almost all of the work, and it costs them next to nothing except a bit of time. It's absolutely brilliant. And then we also dive a bit more deeper into a database marketing strategy that I freaking love. And so if you're not doing this, you should do it. And the whole episode is fantastic. And Atif is a testament to what's possible when you build a business with intention and stick to doing a few things really, really well. Absolutely love this conversation with him. Before we jump into this episode, oh, and at the end, I'm also going to break down for you, and just because we kind of go a little bit all over the place in this episode, I'll break down for you the plan that he does. So the daily, weekly, monthly, and annual plan, just in a little bit simpler at the outro on this episode. Before we jump into this, I want to give a shout out to our title sponsor, Finmo. Finmo is a Canadian mortgage application, document collection, submission platform designed specifically for Canadian borrowers. It's very easy to use. It's got smart docs, so it understands the documents your client needs based on their app. It's got smart submission notes, pulls key data from the app to put into the submission notes, and it's connected to Lender Spotlight, so it has access to the best rates and guidelines. You can just go click a button and find them. It's fantastic. Check them out at lendesk.com and /Finmo. All right, let me jump into this. Hey, Atif, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Scott. Before we start, I just want to say I'm your biggest fan. I've been listening to you for a couple of years now, so what do you do for the community, which is beautiful. So keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thanks. That's very kind of you. And I'm going to send that clip to my kids and be like, hey, look, I have a fan. I'm sending. So before we jump into, I got some things I want to ask you about. We had a very interesting conversation a week or so ago. And I thought, man, I got to get this guy on my show. Like, there's some cool things that you're doing. But maybe before we do that, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into the mortgage business.
Yeah, so I was working for one of the big bank, RBC, for 5 years. Started as a teller, banking advisor. And I was actually going to leave the bank and become a mortgage broker. I was a realtor. And then my manager...
Hush your mouth now. I'm just kidding.
My manager like, what are you doing? If you're going that route and you're commission, why don't you become a mortgage specialist at the bank?
Right.
And so then I was like, okay, perfect. Yeah, that sounds good. I like lending part more than showing homes. Like, I'm worse when it comes to like doing anything at home, like hanging paintings and stuff. I can't do anything. So I'm like, you know what? Realtor won't work anyways. Let's try to be a mortgage specialist. So I did that for 11 months. What I realized as a mortgage specialist is I was hunting a lot. Like, I was going out, grabbing business, doing my thing. I wasn't getting too much business from the branch. I love who I work for, like my manager, my branch and everybody, but it just wasn't for me. And then I left the bank and I joined the brokerage 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago now. And I was with the brokerage for about 4 years. Then I left the brokerage and I started my own little group in Saskatchewan here.
Right. Yeah. And so one of the things that your journey is a very common journey. People start in the bank and then end up become a broker and sort of that path. And they briefly think about becoming a real estate agent and then they shake their head and go, what am I thinking? Just kidding to all our realtor friends. And so your path, so what is the biggest thing that you've learned going from bank specialist to broker to now being like having your own brokerage? What was a lesson or two that you picked up on that journey?
The biggest thing I would say is like, I own my own business now, right? Like, I do my own hours. Like, you know, I can work more, make more money. There's the things about being a mortgage broker. We are a business owner, right? When you're working for the bank, you're just stuck with one product, the bank rules, things you have to do, marketing. You can't do market so much. So for me, the leaving the bank side was like one of the best thing I did to myself because I was able to grow my business a lot. And I think that for me, I'm a hunter, right? I'm a salesman. So I'm always looking to grab more business, grow my business. And bank was pushing me to like, not do this. So anybody who's at the bank working, I would advise them, like, look at the broker side and renewal book, like right there, that should tells you that you need to switch right now.
Right. Right. So if somebody's listening to this and you're in the bank side, we've had numerous people come on and say, yeah, best thing I ever did. I mean, the odd person, maybe one out of, 15 will be like, okay, I'd rather be at the bank. And that's cool. But you do have to be a hunter. So there's some cool things that you do as a broker and that I thought were really awesome. So one of them is you do an event and you somehow manage to get 100 plus realtors to show up to a meeting. So walk me through when you first came up with this idea, because I think the current version is pretty dang cool, but was it always like that? Or like, how did you get there from, you know, I'm curious about that.
So the 3 years ago, when someone approached me to be a part of my team, I didn't have a team back in the day, and they wanted to be a part of my team. So I started realizing when I want to bring brokers to my side, I need to do something back to my, give them something back. And biggest thing was how do I grow their business? Yes, I can teach them how to send deals, how to do deals and things like that. But what can I do to grow their business? So we started marketing a lot together. So we did a couple like lunch and learn as a team, and it worked out really well. But what I started finding when I'm doing lunch and learn with the brokers, realtors wasn't interested that much to come and lunch and learn. And then I was like, you know what? People in Saskatchewan, Regina, we work on a lot of relationship side. That's the biggest thing we do. Like, that's why you see a lot of Saskatchewan mortgage brokers. They don't have too much marketing. Mm-hmm. They don't do too many videos and stuff because they're really heavily involved into one-on-one networking.
And community stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, I was like, okay, now lunch and learn is not working out that well. So me, I was sitting down and I was like, what do I do next? So I reached out to a couple of realtors and I said, this is what I want to do. I want to give you guys something back. You support me a lot. So I want to do something. What is one thing you like? And they're like, man, we don't have any kind of like learning for the realtors. And it clicked. I was like, you know what? This is it. I need to do something like that. So we started first one last March. We had almost like 90 realtors that came. Mm-hmm. And then from that one, I realized everyone's so thankful for us. We didn't even have any mortgage segment in there. There's no mortgages speaking. It's all realtors.
Right.
The only thing is we are the one who's throwing the event.
Right.
So now the next one, when we did, we have about almost 130 realtors, this one that came. So it actually grew. So for me, it's like, again, just giving back something to the community, that helps a lot. And plus, you get to meet realtors. And as we talk about, I do podcasts too in Saskatchewan. And for me, after the event, I can reach out to a lot of realtors to do podcasts with them, right? So it helps in my business, easy to approach all the realtors. There's reason for them. And plus, you get to know all the realtors, right? So it actually is a really, if someone's in a small community, even bigger like cities, like people should be doing it more. Because it's seriously, if you get sponsors, you have to put in some time. But it doesn't even cost that much.
Right. Okay. So you did you had the idea for the first one. So how did you decide who the speakers are going to be and how are you going to structure it? Like, what did that look like?
I just call random realtors.
Oh, so you got realtors to talk. You got realtors to talk to realtors. And so you'd be like, hey, yeah. Jane, you're a big realtor in X. Can you come talk? And so yeah. You were like, yeah, sure. No problem.
That was it. And seriously, it was for me, mind blowing was being in a smaller city. I was like, oh, a lot of realtors are going to say no. They're like, I'm not sharing my knowledge and my wealth to other realtors. But they all said yes to me, which was like, I'm like, what is going on? I called one realtor. The one realtor told me, he's like, I'm going to reach out to another realtor for you. So I had two realtors actually reaching out to other realtors to get them to speak for the event. And it worked out really, really well. Right.
Okay. So how long is the event when you do one of these? Like, what?
Just 4 hours.
Four hours.
And how many 4 hours? About 6 to 7.
And do you have lunch in there? I'm getting into the weeds because I'm trying to understand. And what time of day do you do it? Because
9 to 12:30.
Okay, so it's a morning, 9 to 12:30, and not on a weekend, I would assume.
Yeah.
What day of the week?
For us, we started on the March 1st. We do it on the March 1st. Called a spring kind of event. We call it Superstar Summit. We do it every March 1st. Last one, we had it on Wednesday. This one, we had it on Friday, 9 to 12:30. Because when it comes to how much you want to spend, whenever someone decides to book a place, they know how much the food costs and it is expensive. Yeah. So the event usually costs about $4,000 for me. That's how much it costs, but it'll have coffee and snacks.
Coffee and snacks, but no breakfast, just in the room. Right. No food, yes. Coffee, snacks, and then 90 people show up or 135. You get 6 to 7 speakers. Do they pick their own topics or do you tell them topics or how do you do that?
No, I let them know so I'll talk to the realtors and ask them what topics they want to talk about. And I'll keep adding into my group, send them emails saying, okay, this realtor is doing this. Right. So they'll pick their own topic. I'll have one or two business owner now. So we have one of the coffee shop in Regina, which is really, really famous. If anybody is listening from Regina, I'm sure they know she's from the Everyday Kitchen. I reach out to her. I'm like, people would love to know your story because she went through a COVID time and she had her first coffee shop and she opened her second coffee shop And at the end, she has like 48 employees working for her now from no experience owning a business, chef experience, nothing.
Yeah. And so she was one of the speakers at your most recent one?
Yes.
And what was the date on the other? So the Superstar Summit was on March 1st. When's the second one that you do?
Like same thing, like March 1st every year.
Okay, so it was like you do it once a year.
Yeah, so I do once a year.
Once a year. Yeah. And then how do they find out about it and how do they sign up? Like, because that's one.
It's we market. Yeah.
Okay.
We market a lot. We have other realtors marketing us, right? Like, so what we do is whoever's speaking, I'll tag them in my social media, my Instagram, my Facebook. We'll start. The work is start, like I would say 5 months. We'll put in about 200 to 250 hours around there. But what we'll do every week, we'll do something to like market our event somehow. And we'll make sure we're tagging other realtors. So then we'll tag other realtors, they'll share, right? And we have a list of all the realtors in a BombBomb. So we'll send out the videos to them. At least 7 videos goes out before the event.
Right. Okay. So you're basically, and then do you charge them to come or is it free?
No, free.
And you said sponsors. So who helps you cover, like, have you talked to lenders about sponsorship or have you figured what have you done there?
Yeah. So we had a couple of lenders sponsor us. We had a fire insurance, appraisal, home inspector. So we'll have group, but it's exclusive to the group, right? Like, so I have one of each kind of like trade, one mortgage broker team, one lawyer company. So just one, and I'll say, hey, this is what it's costing. And we're all going to share the cost together.
Right. Oh, and you just do a split cost of like, if it's $5,000 bucks and there's 5 of you, you all pay a portion.
So then
you're at $1,000, but then the time of promoting it, also gets you, it's not like the promotion is not just promotion, because if I think about this, if I see you promoting an event, I'm like, oh, this is a mortgage broker that's different. Like each of those promotions is also a pointer to you and your brand, right? Would that be correct?
100%. Oh, 100%. Right. Like if you in Regina right now, we've been at launch for like a year and a half, but most of the realtors know who we are. So again, when we DM someone, when we call them, like cold calling and stuff, then we say we are from Atlas and we're calling someone in Regina. It's just, it's really easy to connect with the realtor. They know who we are.
Right.
Right. So when you're going for a coffee, it's hard for them to say no to us now.
Right. And because you said like 200, 250 hours of marketing, most people would hear that and be terrified, but you have to remember that marketing is not just for the event. Like you're talking about your event, but you're also connecting with people and so what about this? I'm curious about sign up. So if you get 130 people, when I do mortgage events, typically if you don't create a timeline, like a deadline, brokers wait to the last possible minute. So will you see, like, what is the sign up? If you open it, the tickets early, like what does the sign up look like from, 5 months out and then, a week out?
So we started with like 150. That's what we told the place that that's how many people we're going to have. And I leave it open till the end.
Yeah.
I don't close it because I found that first one, like the day before, I had 10, 15 realtors message me. They're like, we want to come. So this time I said, okay, we had like a week before we had about like 110. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep it to 150. And then the day off, I'll tell them to remove the chairs if there's too many.
Right.
And I don't care if there's 20, more like breakfast stuff, like coffee.
I don't like empty chairs either. I'm the same way. I'm like, do not give me empty chairs because there's something about, it kills the vibe of the room. It's like, oh, so if you're listening to this, you do an event, do not have empty chairs. Like do whatever you can to make the room match the attendees.
Because the morning of the event, we can see how many people are coming and then you can be like, okay, can you remove like 20 or 30 chairs and they'll remove it right away for you. Right.
Right.
It's better to have more than less. And, for me, I do that too.
I always give a little bit of space and then you can like adjust. Yeah. Usually in most cases that's what you do. Sometimes we've sold out and we're like totally full, but if you don't, you better do it that way. Okay. So the partners wise, there's a law firm, there's a lender, there's you.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
There's a fire insurance people. There's a appraisal company we had, and there's a life insurance or like insurance company we had too.
And does everybody get to speak, or is it just they get to attend? Because the thing, as soon as you do let everybody speak, it turns into like a pitch fest, and it's like, shoot me, I don't want to be here. Like that's how I feel. No. Anyway, but like, what do you?
No.
I can see.
We keep it really small. No. Yeah, we keep it really small. It's 9 to 12:30. The speakers will come talk. You can sponsor. You're exclusive to you because there's nobody else in realtors. So you can be in because I have a lot of like other like fire insurance people or home inspector was like messaging me to come. Like I can't.
When you say fire insurance, you mean just insurance in general. It's not just fire insurance, right? Like is fire?
No, fire insurance. So we have a local, a lot of like fire insurance companies. They do like fire insurance is one of the companies that we partner with to send our clients to.
Okay.
So insurance is different. Insurance are mutual funds and insurance companies.
You're talking about property insurance then. This fire.
Yeah,
insurance.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
But it's not just because I'm getting hung up on this, but it's not just fire. It's like, are people setting lots of fires in Saskatchewan and you need to have special insurance that's just for fire, or is this just property insurance you're talking about?
Property insurance, exactly. Yeah. Right. So we have company for that that sponsors, and then we have like mutual funds and stuff. One company sponsors for that. So you can find anybody who can sponsor the event. If you tell them it's exclusive to you, you can come in, meet all the realtors, you get to network because we have two breaks. And in that case, like, you know, you're the only one who's there.
Right? And do they set up a table or what do they do there? Do they just like mingle?
They can. Yeah. So we had three tables were set up. Some of them did some giveaways. So it's like things like that. So it worked out really, really well because some of them wanted to give something back to the realtors. Some of them just wanted to stand by the table and talk to the realtors. So, but we keep it really short. We want to have it till 9 to 12:30 because when you go too long for the whole day.
Oh yeah. It gets too much. Like, and so where's the break? So is it like 11 o'clock or something? When do you do a break?
So we go two speakers and break.
Okay. And then did you speak you said at the first one, you didn't speak, but did you speak at the second one?
I'm the host.
But you do speak at all?
No. I'm just a host. I'm like, you know, introducing speakers. I'm telling, but seriously, like just me being on there, we are the one who's throwing the event. You don't need to speak.
No, no, they know. They know what you do. Yeah. They like, I get that. So that's, you don't need, and if you did, you should only talk about what's useful for realtors, not yourself anyway, which you're smart enough to, you know, that stuff. Do you have any expectation on your partners, like the lender, the fire insurance company, to them to promote it as well and to invite people? Or is it just you? Do you do the bulk of the heavy lifting?
No, I do all the lifting, right? Like we have two staff members. They'll promote as much as they can. We'll promote. And we're not looking to like have like 500 realtors. We're hoping to have like 100 to 200 realtors if you can. And that's more than enough for me.
Right.
So we don't go crazy on we do marketing enough because all the speakers will always post it on their social media. So it works out really, really well.
Right. Yeah. Because yeah, they're going to be, they're like, it's like a feather in their cap. I got asked to speak at the, what did you call it, Superstar Summit. So now when they do that, other realtors see it. And then now they're like, hey, I want to go. And so that's amazing. And, I got a question for you specific. What was the biggest takeaway that you got from your most recent event from one of the realtors that said something that would be useful for mortgage brokers? So was there something that one mortgage broker realtor said and you're like, dang, I'm curious, what was something that you picked up from those sessions?
Like there's a lot of things from every speaker was just mind blowing, right? Like you listen to them, you get to know them, but there's a lot of like one of the last speaker we had, he was actually talking about how many deals are falling out because of financing, having issues and stuff. So that clicked me really, really hard because again, Saskatchewan, being in Saskatchewan for so long, I didn't understand how to run business. I knew how to do mortgages, right?
Right.
And again, I guess I say thank you to you guys because, you know, podcasts I'm listening to, some Ryan Rodman.
Yeah, but dude, here's the thing I'd say to people, like so many people do the same, but they don't do anything. Like when you told me how you're like, this is just one, by the way, like I'm kind of diving this because it's super interesting to me, but when we talked, there's a lot of cool stuff you're doing. This is just one of the cool things that you're doing. And I was impressed with how organized your business is for how new it is in general and how long you have really been in this. So kudos to you for hearing and then applying because not everybody does that, unfortunately. Like, you know, if they did, I'd only need to do like 10 podcasts and I'd be done. I'd be like, okay, listen to those and you're good. But it doesn't work that way.
But that's the only thing about Saskatchewan that I'm trying to, whenever I talk to mortgage brokers, I always say, are you doing database? Are you doing anything for your clients? Are you understand how much time you're putting into your business, right? Like, and a lot of mortgage brokers for some reason, because again, a relationship side worked out really well for them and they were just getting deals and it worked and that's it. And they just keep going. Right. Mm-hmm. But they don't understand. It's not about just getting deals. It's like when you get a deal, what do you do with the deals? Like how much time you're spending in, right? What are they getting when the deal's coming into you? Like, what do you do for your clients when they're getting pre-approval? Like when they're getting approval, what do you do for them? Right. When you're getting funding, what do you do for them? Right. Mm-hmm. So we have four softwares we run right now from when the client walk into our door to exit out. And then plus after the funding, we do something different, right? So there's about 28 videos clients will get if they come pre-approval for me. Because mm-hmm. I do only, for my job is I'll do a Zoom with every client. As we talked about, I do 30 to 45 minutes the most, and that's it. Then I don't talk to clients and I'm done.
Right.
Right. My goal is after I'm done that call, like, how do I give them still a good service? Right. So one of the example, like I'll talk about. So when I was new to, like, you know, we were new to Canada, that was 15 years ago. And I worked for this pizza store, and I was in high school, and I was working for a pizza store. And one of the thing about that pizza store, it was so busy, but it was the smallest, like, little pizza store, no brand. And they were just so busy all the time. And my boss, she was amazing. You can come to her and talk to her for hours and hours.
Right.
So people would, like, literally would come, stand there, order something, and then just talk to her for like an hour or two.
Right.
So she, again, she, like, you know,
because she wasn't making, what you're just saying, she wasn't making pizzas.
And, no, and she was just talking.
Right. But that's she it. Had a pizza that's shop, and you were a mortgage broker who's not doing all of the, you're not making all of your quote unquote pizzas by having a support around you, correct? And support
exactly,
technology.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So one of the thing then with her though, when she left, she wasn't at the pizza store. She was on maternity leave. And then you could see the sales were dropping and we were not making that much pizzas. And that actually would always remember because she was giving them such a good service for people that for come just for her. The only issue is with our business, how would you do that if you don't want to spend 50 or 60 hours a week or maybe 100 hours a week?
Right.
How do you provide them the best service if you're just going to do 45 minutes of Zoom? Right. So you have to understand your business when the client's coming in, what's going on with them, when they're coming to order something, what's going on with them, when they're leaving your store, what's going on with them, right? Or what they're getting, right? So that's where we have to work on something like that. And the thing about Saskatchewan, I didn't do that for the first 4 years. And after that, when I started realizing how important the CRM system is supposed to be, your whole thing from discovery call that you guys talk about a lot, which is amazing, how the discovery call is so important for us. But from the discovery call is what's happening after the discovery call. What right. are you doing with the client? You can't call client every day if you're doing like 50 deals or no. like 40 deals. Like it's impossible.
Yeah.
So what are you doing to make sure they're still getting the best service without you involved in your business? When you start like realizing that and you're like, oh my God, I don't do nothing. I just talk to them and I hope I'm the best mortgage broker they talk to.
And pick me, sir. Please, please.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't work. Just because I get referred by, like, you know, they got referred by the realtor. They should. No, they shouldn't. They don't have to, right? What are you doing for them to, for them when they go home, they talk about you. When they're going to a wedding, they talk about you. When they, that's the service you want to provide your clients. But how do you do that without getting involved in your business?
Right.
So that's where for me was a big eye opener. I was like, okay, what do I do in my system for my software? So every software that is, when you fill out the application form with me, you're stuck. You're stuck for a long, long time before you even think about anybody else. You won't even think about anybody else, right? So there's a lot of little things we do to make sure that our client love us and stay with us and make sure they don't call next mortgage broker and we don't give them reason for them to call.
One of the things you said when we were chatting before that I really liked was that you see these 28 videos, but so you do this one 45-minute call, which is something, by the way, Peter Matheny, who's like the granddaddy of, and that's, he talks to a client once, first call, and then his team handles everything that's else, which you've done the same thing. The difference is that you use video points so that they feel like you're doing all of the work, but you're not, right? Like, and I love that. So like, if you don't map out your customer journey, if you don't have the tool to make this automated, then, so as you're dragging your client from stage to stage, they're getting, or they're in a stage for a particular period of time, they're getting communication from you. Like, wow, what a great guy Atif is. He keeps sending me these videos. And then you're not having to worry about that. You can go find the next one because you're a marketing guy for sure, 1,000%. Like I can just, you know, you and I could sit and talk for hours about like marketing ideas. I know that. And so I love that you have this whole system that does the selling for you really in a lot of ways or keeps the sale going. And one of the things that you touched on that I'd love to ask you a little bit about because I thought this was you. I've heard people do it, but I, for some reason, the coin dropped different in my head when you said it. But you had said that you do these like events to your database. And so like, tell me about that because I think that's a clever idea as well in terms of like a way to generate, and a good chunk of your business comes from your database. So like, tell me about what you're doing on these events, these like monthly events to your database.
Yeah. So what I realized after, again, when, you know, I'm trying to fix it, how many hours I'm putting in my business, right? Like I'm trying to find what things I can do to grow my business without getting involved, right? So I made like my work hours. So the daily I think I do, weekly things I do and monthly things I do, right? So for me, I was like daily, I basically do one networking a day. That's just my thing. Every single day, I like to go out and meet a realtor or somebody every single day. I give an hour. Then weekly, I do like Friday update with my realtors. I'll do like a one post on social media every week. And then monthly, what I do is like call expert talks with Atif. And the reason I do it is because if you look my hours that I'm working to grow my business, they're not too many, but I have to be doing exact same thing, right? So monthly now we do expert talks with Atif where I bring different speakers. So we had an accountant came in on the last call, which we had about 40 people sign up for it.
Yeah.
And then next one is the guy who does a lot of flips in Saskatchewan. And he's going to come on the call on March 22nd. And then we have about like 28 people people sign up for that already.
Right. And so you market that to your database. Do you ever, just out of curiosity, do you go to your realtors and market it to their database as well?
Not yet, right?
Because that, again, that would be like, because you got a lot of people know, and you could be, if you're using Zoom, just as a side note, you can give them a unique link that they can have to, so you can track who comes from them. So you can say, hey, if you want to come to this, invite your friends and clients to this event, I'll make sure I'll let you know who comes and give you the list. And then, so that's, and get them to.
That's amazing. And after we talked, that's where I was like, okay, I need to add more things about like realtors involvement, how I'm asking the business stuff. So that's the one thing I picked up, because I'm like, so I talked to my marketing. So we have a full-time marketing guy.
Yeah.
I told him that now, instead of just marketing to a database, let's market to the realtors database too. And we're going to market outside our database. So he's going to post it on Instagram, on Facebook, on social media, on TikTok.
Yeah, 100%.
And then we'll see, because I'm like, whenever I'm bringing a speaker, again, I spend 2 hours to find a speaker, and that's it. Like 2 hours, like everything, like calling a speaker, be like, okay, you're going to be speaker, talk about what, like, you know, what things we're going to do. So it doesn't take too long. And then you jump on the Zoom with the speaker. So if you think about it, the total work I'm putting in about like 2.5 hours, that's about it.
Right.
So again, my marketing guy takes it and market it really, really well. Market 3 times to my database in different timing and different like dates and stuff. That's what he does. But we're going to add like realtors and
I bet you you'll make the thing way bigger. Like there's a guy, there's a podcast I did recently with a guy named Wally, and he's got a list. I think he's got 4,000 clients, but he markets to 24,000 every month. And it's because he's marketing to other people's lists. And so you have a good list, but so do all these people that trust you. So is there a way for you to like, that thing turns into 200-300 people showing up a call.
Yeah.
And now you're like, and everybody wins. Again, it goes because back. That's great.
Yeah, you got to do stuff with your database. It's very, very important. The biggest thing with our job, though, Scott, is it's a most boring job, right? Because you don't get paid right away. Like you can go meet coffee at the realtor and then you hope the realtor will give you business. But the emails we have, you don't get paid right away if you do things with them. So you have to be consistent. If you can be consistent doing the same thing, people might show up. People might not show up. Even if you have 2 people show up on the call, who cares? Even if you do, if you have nobody shows up, that's okay.
Right.
But at least your databases keep seeing your emails coming into their inbox, and there's a reason instead of just sending a blog. That's what I would personally would do to my database, because my database sees something I'm doing for them. Do they need to join? They don't have to. They should. But for me, I want to have a reason to reach out to them. And same thing for Superstar Summit that we do. I have a reason to reach out to all the realtors and, hey, are you going to join the, are you going to come to the summit? Are you going to come to the summit? Same thing with the database, exact same approach. So when people start seeing it that way, that it's not, hey, we're going to get paid right away, but what are you doing to market yourself to the people you work with? And there has to be a reason to market yourself. So for me, it's like, I find the things that people miss out, I want to keep doing it, but I want to be consistent every single time.
Right. I love that. So your daily non-negotiables, as we like to call it, is one networking face-to-face. You make 2 phone calls, right? One video. So that's daily. Weekly, it's 1 video a week or to your realtor partners. 1 social media post a week, which most people, I would be like, dude, I'm doing so many more posts than that, but I'm trying to actually build. You've got a good size of social media account already, but I'm trying to actually get behind it. And so, you know, and I have,
but how long are you going to do that though, Scott? That's where people get lost, right? There's so, like, again, you, especially your marketing guy, you're doing it well, but for as a mortgage broker, there's so many things we're supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah.
And you get lost, but you like, oh, I can, I have 2 calls, there's nothing. I can make 20 calls a day. Okay. How long are you going to do that
for? Yeah. Can you stay at it? You sound like Denise. I always come up with ideas, and Denise is my COO. And she's like, can you, like, okay, that's great, but can you keep doing that? I'm like, who cares? I can do it today. And she's like, stop doing that. Like, cause I'm like, you know, I try to bite off more than I can chew. So I love that. So then this, and then 1 social media post a week, and then 1 annual realtor event, and then and 1 monthly client.
Yeah. So
event.
We do a, yeah. So monthly that we do a expert talk with Adif and do VIP club once a month.
Right. Talk. And then 1 VIP club a month. And then 1 annual realtor event. And like, it sounds simple. So how many hours a week would you say you're working right now?
Like on my business, I do about 5 to 6 hours a week.
What do you mean by on the business? Is that meaning
like I do things on my, like in my business, like, you know, the deals coming in, like, you know,
talking to clients, you're not talking, 6 hours is not talking to clients. That's 6 hours of like actual being a business owner. And then there's the rest of the hours are doing the actual work.
Yeah. Yeah. So growing my business, that's what I call it. That's what I do. Spend 6 hours.
Right.
Because I've done the game you talked about, one time, red, yellow, and green tape game.
Yeah.
And that was not a fun game. I found I was doing like 10 minutes on my business. And I was in my business doing stuff every single day that wasn't growing. That wasn't actually working on my business to grow my brand or my name or grow my book. I was just getting deals in. I was funding the deal. I'm like, this is bad. This is really, really bad. I have to find ways to grow my business. But when you do on your business, it's the most boring stuff. And you, right. again, you'll go make 20 posts in a couple of weeks, but then you'll drop because you don't get paid.
You can't maintain it because it's too much.
Right. Yeah. So you have to find sweet number. And then even, so for me, like I started with 10 phone calls a day. I was like, I'm going to call 10 calls to my database every single day. I tried it for 3 weeks and I went to like one call and then that's it. Two calls and that's it. And I was like, okay, you know what? No, I'm going to do 5 calls. I tried 5 calls, didn't work out. I went down to 2 and I've been doing 2 for past 3 months. And I wake up, I go to the gym. When I'm coming home from the gym, I'll make my 2 calls and I'm done. I can tell you, worker, by the way, traps.
Okay. Like you can't, if anybody's listening to this, you got traps. Like I can see them just through your shirt. So I'm a fan of traps. So I don't have very big ones. I'm working on them, but.
Once I'm done the gym, I'll drive and I'll do 2 calls. They don't answer. I don't care. I'll leave my voicemail. I'm done.
You did your activities. Yeah.
That's it.
How do you decide who to call? So on that really simple business plan, like I almost feel like this episode should be called Keep It Simple, Stupid. And like, you know, because I love how the simplicity of this, but you do a lot of mortgages on top of it. So like we're talking about this, but it's not like you're doing like 10 mortgages a year. You're doing like 120 mortgages a year. If you don't mind me saying that, I can take it over if you want me to, but, and you still have a life and you're not spending all your time on social media or all these other places. It's very intentional. So,
you gotta look at this business as like what things you're doing to grow your book, right? Like again, it is so tough and people just aim for one thing and they focus one thing, but then it doesn't work out and they're really disappointed, right? Like you have to do all the things, but you can't do like 5 networking a day. It doesn't make sense. So you take the number that works for you, but you have to keep going. You have to give some time on the business to be able to grow, right? If you're just going to sit there and like, you know, you give 3 years to the business and hoping that now I'm going to be getting 20 million or 30 million every year from there. Last year, we know it dropped. Right. A lot of business dropped. A lot of people's books dropped last year. And that actually shows that you were not active to be able to grow your book and doing different things to make sure the business coming in, right? I was able to grow my business 20% last year.
Right. Which most people were down 35%. So growth is like, if you're even, that's amazing. I mean, I think Warren Buffett says when the tide goes out, you get to see who's swimming naked. When the market goes down, you get to see who's actually running a business and who's just an order taker, right? Like that's what's going on here. And, I did ask a question, but then I gave you a compliment and went on a rant there for a bit, but I said, so how do you decide who to call every day for these 2 calls? So like, is it just like, so that you don't keep calling the same people, but like how are you doing that? You said you get in your car, you're driving from the gym, and then how do you know who to call?
So biggest thing I do, I have Blue Mortgage software I do, and I'll just go in my contact there and then I'll just call random 2 people, whoever I see. Right. In my database right now, I got 1,800 people to call. So I got a lot of people to call. So finding 2 random numbers, I'll just call them. That's all.
Right. You won't even get through them all in a year at that rate. But that's why you're doing these other things like the expert talks and the other stuff that you're doing. Dude, this is like, I love your business model. I love the simplicity of it. I love, I've said before, the best movie for mortgage brokers is Groundhog Day, because to build a successful mortgage business, it should feel like you do the same thing so much that you slightly go insane. You don't seem to be going insane, but like that you're like, it's the same every day. Yeah. And every day you get a little bit better and a little bit better because you're just doing it over and over again. And so I love that. That is just like, it's a breath of fresh air compared to.
But that's where it shows though. When I talk to my brokers in my team and they'll be like, Atif, I'm so excited. I'm closing 7 deals next month. I'm like, good for you. You're paying the bills, but I don't care. But what have you done last week?
Right.
I want to know what have you done to grow? Because yes, you'll close 7 deals next month, which is amazing. Really, really good for you because you'll be able to get paid have some money. But what have you done last week? What are you not doing anything because you're busy with deals? Because that would be really disappointing.
Right. That's what puts you on the roller coaster. Because what happens is you go out and you market, you get business, then you stop marketing to do the business. And then by the time you look up from the files, you're like, shoot, I got to fill my pipeline again. And then it's that whole roller coaster.
And then you're behind. So just find a sweet number for anybody who's listening. Find 1 or 2 things daily you can do, which can be anything, but keep doing it. Because like, you can make calls, you can do networking, whatever works for you. Just pick 1 or 2 things daily and then go for it. When you get aggressive and that's the thing. When you start becoming a new mortgage broker, you can be like, I want to do 5 social media posts every week. You can do all those things, but remember, you're not going to be able to keep it for too long. And what's going to happen is going to drop everything. We want to, it's a long, like, you know, long.
It's a marathon, like, not a sprint. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And we just got to go slowly, right? You keep doing the things that grow your business, deals will come in. The biggest advice I will give it to anybody, yes, that happens. Deal gets declined. You know, you get a call from a client and something that comes up urgent, but you cannot escape the things you do every day.
Right.
It's like, you have to do it. Right. For me, if I'm booking a meeting with a realtor or anybody a day, I'm meeting a realtor a day. I don't care what happens to my deals. I don't care what happens to anybody, but I will go to that meeting.
And that's why your business grew 20% in a down market, because you did not stop the activities. Yeah. And a lot of people got lazy. Like, you know, in the market, it was so crazy that you ever see, there's a video of this guy driving a boat and all these fish are jumping and they're landing in his boat. And he doesn't have to fish. It's just like, it's like, it's something, I don't know what's going on. It's like, it's maybe it's a mating thing of the fish, but unfortunately they're jumping into this guy's boat. That's what the market was like for a lot of mortgage brokers. And it's like, they forgot they need to fish. They forgot they need to put their hole in the water and every single day, no matter what. And so you didn't do that. And so you've reaped the benefits. So where can people find you online? Hey man, this sounds like a cool dude. I'd love to connect with you. Where do they find you?
Oh, Instagram, Atif Mortgages. You can search me. It'll be easy to find. Or they can type in my name, Atif Mohammed, on Google. I'm sure it'll pop up.
I love your first name, Atif. That's like there's so many things you could rhyme with that. I don't know. I like the name. It's a cool name. I haven't seen it before.
So. One last thing I wanted to add before we end the call, and that is very important for me to talk about it, is if I could go back in time, and a lot of my team members ask me that, and they say, like, what is the one thing you would do? And I'm seriously not even kidding. I would get a coach or get a team member or get someone like you, right? Like a brand that actually will help me, support me to grow my business instead of looking at the split side, instead of looking at all the other things. If I can go back in time and I know what I know now, just because, like, you know, I opened my mind and I went to Calgary and Toronto and I'd be able to see other brokers, how they're doing the business. That was mind blowing to know.
And so you copied it. So you just saw what worked, but
and copied. Everything is copied.
Copy and paste, man. That's the best business model that we can say for you guys. So, man, this has been awesome. Thank you for chatting with me, Atif. And at some point when I'm out your neck of the woods, I'd love to meet up.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Welcome to come to Regina anytime. We would love to have you here.
Hey, thanks again for listening to this episode. Hopefully you got some inspiration from my conversation with Atif. I know that I did. I was pretty fired up. And so I told you I was going to break down for you his plan so that you can just copy this. So this is the part, this is the writer down part. And I love the simplicity of it. So one face-to-face meeting per day. So he's usually meeting with real estate agents. He does two calls per day. And as he said, it doesn't matter if they pick up or not, or he leaves a voicemail. He does it when he drives back from the gym. It's two calls. He's going to reach out to two people and that's it. And whatever happens, happens. His weekly plan is he sends out a video to his realtor partners. So that's pretty simple. He does a once a week social media post, which is not very much for a guy with 12,000 followers on social media. And so that, you know, once he gets up to that point, it's once a week. He does his monthly plan is VIP Club. So the VIP Club is a database marketing software that runs contest your database. And then he does his expert talk. He brings in an expert. And I love that conversation. And I love the conversation. The whole thing was just fantastic. Then his annual plan is the annual realtor event, a superstar summit that he does where the realtors do all the speaking and he just hosts it and gets other people to pay for it. It's freaking genius, if you ask me. Thanks again for listening to this episode. I love my conversation with Atif. Hopefully you're inspired. Honestly, if you simple works better. Simple scales, fancy fails, as Alex Ramosi says, and I absolutely believe it. And you can see what he's doing. He's doing 100 plus files a year, 100, 120 files a year. He's running it pretty dang smooth. So check that out. I'd love to hear which of these things you apply in your business. You can always email me, scott@mortgagebrokering.com. Or if you follow me on Instagram, I post tactical stuff on there all the time that doesn't get into the podcast. And so if you want to check that out, I'd be grateful for that. Otherwise, I will see you on the next episode.